sir?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Harris.
What's the time, Inspector?
Fred?
Yes, sir.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. I'm honored that you called.
Well, I talked to Carl today, and I was flying up to New York, and I thought instead of calling you in the plane, I'd call you tonight from Texas, but I got to think it'd be too late, so I better call you now. How are you getting along?
All right. Getting along real good.
You ran a good race down there.
Well, we had to really hustle at it. But we got another tough one coming.
Oh, you bet. That fella's gonna be rough.
He sure is. Where are you calling from?
New York City.
What, you got that gala doings over there?
Yeah.
Here's what, of course, I told Cliff Carter and Walter Jenkins when I was in there, way back yonder, that they elected me the elected Johnson man. And I know you got elected to Congress back there one time by being a Roosevelt man, and that's where I'm going to have to be elected to the United States Senate.
Well, I sure believe you will be, and hope you will be, and do anything I can to be helpful. Oklahoma's a great state, and she wants to go forward, and you can't go forward with a party that's going backwards.
That's right. Well, here's what we've got the advantage over this fella. He's going to be running as an individual disassociated from his party as much as he can. While we're selling the package, and you get to sell a team package that way, and I think we've got much better chance to do it. What I'm doing right now is going into every single county in the state immediately, making 51 next week, meeting with Edmondson, Gary, and my own people, and with Democratic Party officials. And I think what we do in these next 2 weeks will win this thing for us through exhibiting a good deal of harmony and a lot of hard work. I need to...
Can you put that harmony together?
Sir?
Will they go along with it?
Yeah. I don't think there's any problem. We won by such an impressive margin. And I've got the Democratic Party public relations man in the process of contacting individual people like Carl and Mike have already put out statements. And then I've got Senator Elmer Thomas. You remember Elmer?
Yeah.
He's going to put out a statement for us. He supported Crawford over Monroney last time. I've got both Raymond Gary and Bill Atkinson, who were bitter enemies and still are, going to put out statements. And I think we'll have two or three a day for this first couple of weeks. And of course, we ran on that kind of a slogan that we could unite the party. So I think there's really no problem the first 2 weeks, but I talked to Carl Albert and Mike Monroney again a little while ago. They're gonna try to set up some kind of doings the 11th and 12th in Washington with Senator Magnuson and some kind of a luncheon that will generate some press.
Good.
And hopeful that perhaps while we're in there, might get a chance to stop by. And
sure can, Fred. You can. Anything I can do, I want to do.
Well, I'm mighty grateful to you, Mr. President.
I'll help you everywhere in the world I can.
You count on me both before and after the election, and I'm honored that you called.
Well, I'm mighty pleased with you, and I'll help any way I can, and best of luck. And you tell them, let me know what I can do, and you keep in touch with us, and you come in and see me when you come to town.
Right up. Thanks a million, too.
Bye.
Bye.
Operator?